Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Here for the Right Reasons, Jordan Kimball opens up about expecting his first child.
We don't know the gender yet, but okay. We will know just after the new year.
Tyler Cameron rings in the new year with Kristen Cavallari as Michelle Young throws some shade at her ex. Plus, Teddy Wright introduces Bachelor Nation to her new man, and we recap how our favorite Bachelor star celebrated the holidays. We've got that plus so much more on today's Here for the Right Reasons. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly Deputy Editor Sarah Heron, and welcome to 2023, Sarah.
Welcome to 2023, the year of Mr. Right Reasons, yes. A.K.A. Zach Shallcross, but okay. Not quite yet.
We have a few more weeks, easing us into the new year, which we like. I'm so happy that we're, almost February when we get our premiere of The Bachelor.
Absolutely. Ever since January, it's been tough to just pick right up with this show in the new year. But lucky for us, our favorite Bachelor stars, they really made news on New Year's anyway, on actual the holiday New Year's Eve. I know they came out. They came to play.
They really did. And let's talk about it. Tyler Cameron was spotted getting cozy with Kristen Cavallari. I wasn't expecting this one. They were seen getting cozy with Jason and Caitlin. So they were joined by her friends, Justin Anderson and Austin Rhodes, and they were seen getting close in several social media posts that were posted by Caitlin and Jason. They were seen in a tight hug on the dance floor. They all spoke to the camera about their plans for the night, and Jason posted another video asking Tyler what he was doing in Nashville and if he is single. Now, this, of course, you remember they were in a campaign for her company, Uncommon James, and a lot of people thought that they were dating at the time. This was last year, but she denied the romance at the time. But it seems like something's going on between the two of them.
No, I mean, Caitlin and Jason did so much work for us in their seemingly maybe overserved, tipsy, it's New Year's Eve, let us all drink, Andy Cohen included, moment. Because the pictures that were shared by Tyler and Kristen, it's a group dinner. There's several people there. It's still confusing. Like, why would Tyler, be in Nashville? He doesn't live there. And it's couples. Otherwise, Austin and Justin are engaged. Caitlin and Jason are engaged. So, that would leave Tyler C. and Kristen Cavallari. But still, whatever. It's a group hang situation. But in all of these videos that Jason and Caitlin posted and deleted, you can see the two of them like dirty dancing on the floor. He's pulling her in close. And in this drunk video where Jason just pretends he's interviewing Tyler and just keeps asking him if he's single, what he's doing in Nashville. And Tyler is trying to ask him questions about Jason and Caitlin to like turn it into a joke. Like, oh, we're doing this like fake press thing because we're Bachelor people moment that was then disappeared from the internet. I mean, do you think Kristen Cavallari was pissed that Caitlin and Jason put up all this content from this New Year's?
Oh, 100%. It gave me flashbacks of when she used to hang out with Craig Conover and Austin Kroll, and they used to post 100%. All those drunken videos together. It's like, haven't you learned?
Like, I know Kristen loves press, right? That's why we had this to begin with. She met Tyler Cameron because he's hot, he has followers, and we were going to be talking about it and low-key shipping them and talking about her jewelry line. But this to me felt maybe like Tyler literally, like they were talking and he came to Nashville to be like, let's, maybe we're both single and bored. Let's see what's happening. And we know people are going to see us so we can post these group pictures. But the other stuff to me feels like that was not for our eyes necessarily. They were in public, so maybe I'm reading too much into it. But I don't know. I don't. It's interesting to me, but I that would be hilarious if they actually dated.
It would be hilarious to me. I don't see her dating. I love Tyler. He seems great, but she's got three kids. Is he ready for that? Is he ready for all that comes with Kristen Cavallari? I don't know, but who knows? I mean, they look really good together.
Yeah. I mean, I think probably just like a hookup situation similar to her moment with the Southern Charm boys. I can't imagine Tyler, Austin, or Craig, or any of those, you know, people dealing with Jay Cutler and co-parenting with Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. If you watched Mary Cavallari, you know that there's a lot going on there. So that would be crazy, but it's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch. A lot of baggage, but we'll have to see what 2023 brings for these two. Let us know in the comments if you want to see them together or if this is not a good match. Love to know.
Oh, would love to know. Well, Michelle Young, she took New Year as a way to reflect on the year prior, which many people do. She opened up about overcoming challenges and she wrote an Instagram, 2022 ended a lot different than I originally pictured, but it turned out to be exactly as it was intended, and I couldn't be more thankful for all that I learned. She went on to share, quote, the lessons that I found in 2022 that I hold close to my heart, listing some of the words of wisdom, including learning how to give yourself closure instead of looking for it from others, is one of the most powerful tools someone can possess. You can take on the energy of those who you spend the most time with. Choose wisely. It's okay to work hard and chase your dreams in silence. That being said, it's also okay to show the world all the sides of you. You are more than the labels on the internet or others place on you. Incredibly thankful to walk into 2023 with a clear mind, and I appreciate all who continue to support me.
Love to hear it. Looks like she went through a lot this year.
I mean, what's interesting about this is, because she's, you know, it's a classic like bachelor person reflecting and saying what she's not really saying, because obviously she went through this breakup with Nate, whatever. But did you see a couple weeks before this, I think it was Andrew posted a video of a bunch of guys dancing.
Yes.
And she posted like 1, 2, 3, 5, like didn't miss or something. And Nate was the fourth person in the video or whatever number he was. She didn't include. And I like a little savagery from Michelle. And I feel like this is obviously not savage. It's like a heartfelt caption. But it's interesting, you know, learning how to give yourself closure instead of looking for from others is one of the most powerful tools someone can possess. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a mature person handling a breakup, but then threw a little shade on TikTok. So we're complex people, you know?
Wait, she doesn't know where she stands in all this, but yes, no, I mean, this was a messy, messy split. You know, we talked about it in our end of year show about how they went back and like, how they went back and forth in public talking about it, how he said that she wasn't the same person that he fell in love with when they broke up. So things definitely got messy, and it seems like they are both better off with other people. And it'll be interesting to see who they end up with this year.
100%.
Or maybe they'll be in paradise. Who knows?
Oh, that could be. Michelle is still associated with the franchise via Bachelor Happy Hour. I wouldn't be shocked if she and Becca Kufrin, her co-host, was the first lead to break that boundary. So honestly, they're going to probably be committing hard to get Michelle on the beach.
I would love to see it. Well, speaking of paradise, Teddy Wright introduced Bachelor Nation to her new man. And she wrote on Instagram, first New Year's kiss ever. Happy New Year 2023. So in the social media post, she included several adorable moments with her boyfriend and one clip the couple kissed together, and they posed for photos together. So this comes after just days after she said on Instagram, guys, sorry, I've been so MIA, but I got COVID and was down. So down bad, but I'm back though. Here's what you missed on my hiatus. Still working, dances with my sweet little boy, and also maybe other things that I'll share later. Good for her. She had a messy time on Paradise.
Yeah. I mean, it's so classic Bachelor alum to post a tease of like the corner of a man's face and arm and say like, maybe I'll tell you. And then like 4 days later, be like, here's this long, like soft, this hard launch with a video set to like a sappy song. And like, here he is, like, basically here's his social security number. Right. But you know what? It was cute. And Teddy did go through it. We never really got answers of what even happened on the beach for her. But that was, you know, a mature decision she made to just kind of close the chapter and move on. Poor Andrew. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. When she was done with the beach, she was done with the beach. And I don't think we're going to see her back. So happy that she found somebody else and has moved on.
Yes. Oh, Christmas in Bachelor Nation. Yes. This is fun. Our favorite, since we obviously pre-recorded the show before Christmas. Right. A little roundup here of Bachelor Nation getting into the holiday spirit. We saw Hannah Brown took a selfie with her boyfriend. Jaden Tanner dressed up as elves with their kids. Brendan and Serene celebrated their first Christmas as a couple, while Tia Booth celebrated her first holiday as a mom. Cute.
Cute. Very cute. A lot of people obviously celebrated the holiday together and, you know, good for them. It seems like everybody was well celebrated, well rested and ready for a big 2023 of Bachelor news.
Yay. Yes, Jamie Tanner's kids are so cute. I always say Sean Lowe and Catherine Lowe's kids are the cutest, which I stand by. Not that I should be rating children, but I think the Jaden Tanner kids are up there.
They're really cute. Well, we're going to have a new Bachelor Nation baby to add to the Christmas cards this year because Jordan Kimball and his wife, Christina, are expecting a baby. And I know that you recently caught up with them.
That's right. I did. Of course, I had to ask Jordan and Christina all about finding out that she was pregnant, how she's been feeling and names and all that fun stuff. So here's what they had to say about some of that.
We don't know. We don't know the gender yet, but we will know just after the new year.
Congratulations, you guys. I'm so excited to talk to you. Can you tell me a little bit about how you found out that you were expecting?
Thank you. Well, she found out before I did. I was out of town and she was telling me before you knew that she was going to make me a carrot cake. And that's kind of my favorite little treat. And so she was going to do that for me. And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
When I got home, she goes, oh, let me show you this carrot cake. And I was suspecting. It wasn't like we had really tried a lot or anything, but that was kind of the plan that we wanted to start a family. It's almost been a year now since the wedding. And so she goes, well, let me show you this carrot cake. I come through the door and there is a pregnancy test, and there was
not on the cake.
It was next to the cake in the general area, and it was very exciting. I mean, it was one of those digital ones that just said pregnant right across from it, so it's like, whoa, you know, there was no like, as soon as you see it, there's no like looking at the end, like, okay, what's this about? You know, it's pretty clear, but yeah, so that was a very, very cute and exciting way to find out.
Do you guys have secret hopes for boy or girl first, or are you just like, whatever happens, we're going to find out. It's going to be exciting. Or do you have secret hopes?
I don't have secret hopes. I'm content with boy or girl. So I can't wait to find out.
Yeah. Well, and for me, with this being the first, and we want to continue to have kids. With this being the first, I would like for the baby to be a boy. Older brother, protector. Yeah. But if the baby's a girl, that's okay too. Happy, healthy baby. I'm ready. I'm ready for it all. So it'll be, we'll see. We'll know soon, just after the new year.
What is like your mindset about giving birth at this part of the pregnancy? Do you have a birth plan figured out? Or are we still going day by day here?
I am definitely still going day by day, but, so far I've been really lucky. It's been pretty easy. There's times where I get a little bit nauseous, but that's because I'm starving and I just need to eat something.
She's been very hungry.
Very hungry. But I mean, other than when I get back from school every day, I pretty much go straight to sleep.
Yeah.
That's about the only like pregnancy symptom that I have. I'm just really tired.
Hungry and tired.
Aren't we all? Are you having any weird cravings or anything like that?
I would say the cucumber sandwiches.
Cucumber sandwiches.
Okay.
And tropical fruit. I want Jamba Juice every single day. And Baby Bell cheese.
Random.
Well, and she's the first time I've ever seen it. She's been having the past three nights.
Oh yeah,
this a glass is
new,
of milk.
New development.
2%.
A big glass of cold milk, which is so bizarre for me, but
yeah, But I mean, they say that you crave like what either your body needs or what the baby needs. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's, you know, a little bit of calcium. I don't know.
Yes.
But it's been fun seeing her go through this. And I know I'm super excited and trying to take on as much as I can to help her. And just, you know, it's been a lot of vacuuming, a lot of I've been making dinner, I've been ordering food, I've been doing all I can. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm super excited to see her as a mom, and I can't wait to walk the pups and have the, what's that thing called? The little
he talks about papoose, it all the time.
The
little just so where the baby's strapped to your chest. Yeah. See that?
I think it's a papoose. I don't know.
How would you describe how you're predicting the other one will be as a parent?
Well, I'm predicting Christina to be very nurturing, kind of a skin-to-skin kind of mom. I know that it's going to be hard to, we want to put each other first. And that's how we want to, you know, raise the kids, is that, you know, that respect for their mom that I have, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And but I'm seeing her as a nurturer. Her and I are very different. So where she is the nurturer, I can be... I can be a little more decisive with some things, and, you know, just a little different. But that's what I love about her. And I think that's why we'll make a nice whole family, because we are different in the right places. So
we've been binge watching Yellowstone every night. So
yeah. We're
laying on the couch and I just like look over and I'm just like, oh, I just see you holding
every
the
night,
baby.
She mentions it. Yeah.
He doesn't give himself enough credit. He's definitely a nurturer.
I am. I'm a little bit of a nurturer.
Well, they're going to find out the genders any day now. Do you have a bet, boy or girl?
Just because Jordan wants it to be a boy, I'm sure it's a girl.
I was thinking the same thing when I saw that. I'm like, oh, you are 100% having a girl. So
yes.
Enjoy it. All right. Well, let's get into our social media spotlight. And this caught our attention on social media with Katie Thurston posting a photo getting a little snuggly with a new man.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently Katie spent the new year with Nick from... the season 3 of The Circle.
Okay.
Now, I only watched season 1 of The Circle, which was honestly a ride, and I did enjoy it, but I never went back to the show. Have you ever seen The Circle?
I've never watched The Circle. I honestly have no idea what it is.
It's basically like they're catfishing each other, or they could be. Like, it's people who are living in a house, but they don't see each other, and they only communicate via, like, messages, and they're doing competitions, and you have to guess, like, is this person being genuinely themselves, or are they not? And they're competing for money. It's an interesting show, and it feels kind of right that Katie would maybe, you know, she's always been hanging out with other reality stars.
Yes.
And we know she's no stranger to dating a reality star. So maybe she bonded with this kid from The Circle. I would love to see it, because I think it's been a minute since we've gotten like a good new bachelor couple. Some speculation, but like, let's get one in.
Yes, let's get one in. Let's start off the new year right with a new couple. So good for her. I mean, like, she's obviously went through a really public breakup last year. You know, she did swear off men for a while, but it seems like, you know, she celebrated her 32nd birthday. So new year, new man, I guess.
Also such a like pot stir, which again, I love her for this. This is actually my favorite quality of Katie Thurston, is how she's a pot stir, because he made his caption hashtag New Year's Eve. I couldn't be more stoked for 2023. I truly think it's going to be an incredible year of personal growth and adventure. Buckle up. And she commented, starting off 2023 with a bang.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, Katie, to like throw that out there, which like,
love
again,
to see it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm into it.
Yeah, totally. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Here for the Right Reasons. Happy New Year to everybody. Keep commenting, keep subscribing. And we, of course, will be recapping The Bachelor every single week. Cannot wait.
Bye.